This is Talk Humboldt.
So it's about providing hope. This is yet another option that someone could access affordable housing.
If you've ever had a roommate, you've experienced home sharing. It's a great way to save money or split up chores or just build companionship. And those benefits can be amplified in a tight housing market like Humboldt's. Say you have an extra room in your house. Finding the right person to share your home is tricky. Same goes for people who are looking to move in with someone. So that's where Julie Andre comes in.
It can be a way to access more affordable housing and better, comfier housing on a budget.
She's the matchmaker behind North Coast Homeshare. In Eureka, from the Area 1 Agency on Aging, this is Talk Humboldt.
My name is Michael Spagna, interim president of Cal Poly Humboldt, and I'm here with my colleague.
My name is Keith Flamer, and I'm the president of College of the Redwoods.
My name is Julie Andre, and I am the program coordinator of the North Coast Homeshare.
Would you explain to us exactly what Homeshare is and how it actually works?
So Homeshare is shared housing, right? There's a lot of organic home sharing that is happening in our community, as you might know, right? A lot between college students. What we're helping with is those older home providers who have a spare bedroom in their home, and for whatever reason, they are wanting to have someone come live with them. Maybe it's extra income. Maybe it's a little bit of income and services around the house. What our program is trying to help with is facilitate that connection with a housemate and making sure that that situation is going to be safe for all parties involved.
So as a follow-up to that, President Flamer and I are always in the business of trying to make sure we match people up when they go into living situations, a dorm and so forth at a university. And there are often questionnaires, everything from, are you a smoker, or, you know, do you have this or that? Is the matching, does it get to that level of granularity in terms of preferences?
Yeah, so that's interesting because a lot of folks come to us, especially home providers, and they're like, I just don't want anybody who drinks or who smokes cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I say, chances are we'll be fine with those aspects of the basic profile. What we go a little bit further into is lifestyle alignment. Mm. When does someone use the kitchen? And is someone going to be at home a lot? Are they going to be a hermit? Are they going to be more of an extrovert? So there's just so many pieces, and you got to have all the planets align.
So talk to us, what exactly do you do? What does your day look like?
So what does my day look like? I do a lot of direct service to clients. I respond to a lot of inquiries about the program, because people are also trying to figure out, like, is this even going to be an option for me? So that's a big part of my day. I do quite a bit of outreach. And then I have some administrative tasks, and we try and track the inquiries and all kinds of things so that we can see how can we refine the process? How can we grow this program for the community?
Tell us a success story.
Many years ago, like I think it was in 2021, maybe 2022, I worked with this lady who was on a very fixed income. So she was looking for someone else to share her space. And they've been together ever since. They share very independently. And at the same time, they appreciate how they also can be in the same space, not as family. And so they appreciate how they see each other as individuals, mm-hmm. and not with all the background and the backstories that you get as an older person when you're around your family, right? So that's been
well
a really...
Well said, yes.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And that's the feedback from several different older home sharers, really.
So a chance for them to start over, isn't it?
Not just start over, but being the person that you are without being constricted by all the baggage.
30 years of memories that I call out.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you get to be your own person, yes. around another person. And yeah, family, of course, you know, is very positive, but you're still, you know, you keep growing maybe as a person as you get older. You know, we're not exactly the same people we used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And so that's the feedback that we get from a lot of our more stable ongoing home shares is, you know, I get to be the person I want to be around this person.
I was going to ask, what gives you professional satisfaction? At the end of the day, at the end of the week, you're driving home, you're reflecting on the week, and you have this kind of moment that I think we all do in our careers, which is, wow, this really was meaningful.
Great question. Yes, right.
Yeah, so for me, we're already making a lot of matches for how small our county is, and our numbers are very much in line with other counties in California or even in Oregon. And I'm thinking also, it's really not about the quantity, it's about the quality too. And honestly, it's about the hope also that this program is providing to folks. You could be getting into a housing situation, I don't know, in the next month. The waiting list for more affordable housing around here, it's 3 to 5 years, right? So it's about providing hope. This is yet another option that someone could access affordable housing.
We are probably going to walk away from this interview thinking that of a phrase that you just said, is that you like to provide hope. What do you want our audience to take away from this? What do you want from them?
Well, I would love for people to let others know about our program. Tell your friends and family and extended social network about this resource that we have for free in this community. It's not every county, especially not every rural county, that has this kind of free resource. Trinity County, Mendocino County, sometimes they give us a call and they do not have this kind of program in existence, right? So people have to go it alone. But so we're here and we're local. You can talk to a real person. So let folks know about us.
Well, actually, you just did.
You did.
So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I really like your sticker, aging equals living.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm gonna walk away with that one too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not gonna take it off your wall, but it'll be burned in my brain.
I know, you know, we all start aging the moment we were born.
Oh, thank you, Judith. Yeah. I know, I realize that. I feel it every morning when I wake up.
From Eureka's Area 1 Agency on Aging, you've been listening to Michael Spagna and Keith Flamer talking with Julie Andre. We'll put links to the North Coast Homeshare Program on khsu.org. Thank you for listening to Talk Humboldt on KHSU.
Produced at Cal Poly Humboldt.